Thursday, May 20th, 2021, 5:42 a.m. Got up kind of early today. Got up at, what time was that? A little before 3. I think it was like about 3:40 or something like, 2:40. And not quite 2:30, but not quite quarter till, somewhere in there, I can't remember. But that's generally where I woke up. So I got up and I decided, we didn't do the dishes last night for after dinner, so I decided to do the dishes and clean up some stuff in the kitchen. Hope I didn't make too much noise for the wife. I don't think so. I think she was sleeping pretty good when I got up. So I got that done. Let's see. So I watched a little bit of news for a while. And it's getting light outside now, so I could go outside and do some stuff. But I did watch a little bit of news, and yeah, things are falling apart real fast here. I don't know about Joe Biden. apparently he called. Again, we have the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Throwing thousands of, thousands of rockets, shooting thousands of rockets at Israel, and of course Israel's retaliating or actually defending itself, blowing up missile launching sites and headquarters and tunnels that the Hamas organization hides in. Unfortunately, they'd like to do that in civilian neighborhoods. So, you know, they get the civilians get killed too. And apparently some people are upset with that, but when Hamas sends literally thousands of rockets to Israel, they don't know where they're going to land. They're going to land in civilian neighborhoods. You know, they just the difference between Israel and Hamas is that that Israel can at least pinpoint where their bombs explode, and that's what they're doing. They're not indiscriminately bombing. Apparently, they're not indiscriminately bombing anything in the West Bank. Anything. They are going after. This is the reports from both sides, from lefties and righties. That they are pinpointing attacks on missile launch sites and strategic areas where the Hamas leadership is, and also their support elements are. So, and now we have our president telling Israel to, hey, come on, why don't you slow down your attacks on Hamas? You know, I'll tell you, if there was a bunch of missiles coming in into Delaware from somewhere off, you know, somewhere off in some place, you can pretty much bet that Joe Biden would level whatever place that was indiscriminately. I know I would if they were attacking my place. But you gotta let these people defend themselves. If people want Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip, well then have Hamas just stop sending missiles. That's all they got to do. Stop shooting missiles, and it'll stop because that's what started it in the beginning with. They just started shooting missiles, and I'm pretty sure it's at the direction of Iran, because Iran's stirring up problems in the Middle East all over the place, and. I think that's one way of Iran putting pressure on Joe Biden, because now Joe Biden's in talks with Iran. They're negotiating to get into talks with Iran. But anyway, so unfortunately, that's what's happening in that area. And now, our president that on the first day canceled the XL pipeline for whatever reason, ending good paying union jobs, screwing up our energy independence has relieved sanctions on a Russian pipeline going from Russia to Germany, and the Trump administration had effectively stopped it from being developed. And but what Biden has done is actually effectively okayed it, and it's going to start to resume being completed. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. So again, you've heard my complaint about Biden. He's a multi-millionaire without really doing any work other than being a senator or a congressman. And so how much of a kickback did he get for allowing Putin to apparently his good buddy to complete the pipeline? I'd like to know. And I know you're going to say, well, there's no evidence of that. Yeah, I know. There's no evidence of it. Not that we can see. You know? And well, how's he doing it? Well, he's doing it just like the criminals do it. You know, they put the money gets put into a shell company, which ends up in somewhere in Joe Biden's pocket somewhere, or one of his relatives' pockets somewhere. You know? Like I said, how did he become a multi-millionaire on a senator's salary? You don't. You can't do it. It just doesn't happen. Anyway, let's see what else. So today, well, I go out there and I'll do a little bit of watering on stuff that needs to get watered day to day at this point, and see what else needs to be done. I've got to do some yard work. I got lots of yard work. Yet the other day, I cleared out my front yard. As I mentioned before, I have native landscaping out there. So I had all these California golden poppies growing in my front yard, along with a certain amount of weeds. And I kept the weeds pretty much mowed down and let the flowers stand out a little bit more. But everything had pretty much dried out now, so I cleaned it all out. Now I got a bare dirt out there, relatively bare dirt. There's not much sign of vegetation. So usually when I do that, the birds come, especially the mourning doves, and they come out and peck on my dirt yard for at least a couple weeks. So they haven't discovered it yet, but they will. And but I've got lots of trimming to do. I've had my neighbor to the west of me has these tall oleanders that if I don't stay on top of them just grow over onto my side, and I gotta trim them up to keep them from doing that, because otherwise it just they just they're some of the dirtiest plants there are. They just drop dry leaves and dry flowers, and I could literally fill up a green waste bin every 2 weeks with one of those, with whatever that stuff drops, if I let it go, because I've done that before. But now I've pretty much been staying on top of it. Last year, when I started feeling better and I was clear to do stuff, I actually did do some things, but my neighbor also luckily had hired somebody to come and trim the oleanders, and they did both sides, which was nice. But this year I'm going to they're starting to sprout now that it's spring, and the winter rains have given it a lot of energy, and they're sprouting and they're flowering and they're dropping leaves, and pretty soon they'll be dropping the flowers. So I have to kind of trim that back too. And I got a new tool to do that, a hedge trimmer on a pole, which is really heavy. I got it on Amazon because I looked around and I couldn't find it on in Lowe's or Home Depot as far as the type of stuff that I wanted. And we'll see how it works, and it should be a lot better than what I have. I just have loppers and a lopper on a pole, which takes quite a while. And I'm gonna still have to use the lopper on the pole at least to get the bigger branches cut, because this will only cut branches that are 3/4 of an inch thick. Anything bigger, I guess, is not going to fit into the cutting jaws. That's a help in itself right there, because I could easily trim some stuff and trim the leaves and what have you. And so we'll see how that works. Probably be using that today too. And this afternoon we've got it's a dog wash day. It's Thursday, so I'm pretty sure we're going to get that done. And the wife bought some scallops, and she wants me to cook some scallops for dinner. So I got to figure out what to do with that. What else we got going here? Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to go for my walk today too. Went for my walk yesterday. I missed it on Monday and Tuesday. Monday was cold and I guess just too cold for me to go for a walk. And Tuesday was warmer, but then I ended up cleaning out the front yard, like I said, and I worked well into the afternoon doing that. And well, besides some other stuff that I was doing too, I worked in the backyard a little bit, and then I actually did the cleaning in the front yard, which I did exert myself. But you know what? I think I probably could have still gone for my walk, but I just decided not to. I was all sweaty and dusty and dirty and everything. I said, at least I didn't sit around all day. That's what I figured. So, but yesterday I went for my walk and I enjoyed it, and I'd like to go for my walk again today. Okay, so I've been late for a couple of minutes here before I started talking. I was looking at my painting. I think the drawing is good. The figure in the doorway, still haven't really dealt with it, but I think it'll work. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it. I'd like to put the lady's keys or key ring on the countertop, just to break that part up a little bit more. Introduce some other colors into that area, maybe on the to the right of the purse against the edge of the painting. I think that'd be a good place for it. So, the funny thing is you put some paint down, and I said, well, let me really go really extreme and put a lot of very light color here and see what it does. And as I'm putting it down, I say, oh, this is way too light. And then you put it down, and you smooth it out, and it's like, and then you come back a couple of days later, and, oh, it's not that bad. It's the extreme changes on the paintings when I do them that, as I'm doing them, that I have to overcome to not withhold these changes at times. And looking at some of the stuff that I was concerned about, and yeah, it's just overly concerned at the time. I don't know if it's because the paint was wet at that time and it looked different. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But right now everything looks pretty good. It's progressing. I'm gonna have to do something about the gun. The gun looks pretty good, but I think I'd like to make it a little bit more a sharper image. But if I do that, then I'll have to make the hand a little sharper image along with the other hand too, which I guess I'll have to do. Which then I'll have to do the purse a sharper image. And I remember I wanted to put some stuff inside the purse too, because I don't want the purse to look empty, because women's purses are never empty. Let's see. So I still got a lot to do on this painting, and I just don't do it. I'm not an evening person. In the evening, I'll come out and I'll say, well, maybe I'll paint something, but I just don't have the oomph for it. But I guess I'm thinking I should just try to change that part of me and come out here in the evenings or at least after dinner or something and try to do some painting into the night because I'm not getting much done now that I'm sleeping better because of my CPAP machine. So we'll see. Let me call this a wrap for the posting. And excuse me. We'll see how it goes. So have a good one, everybody.